Look at this war memorial in Limerick on Perry Square. You see the old style, well, Celtic design of the cross. It's not a Celtic cross with a sun disc. Roll of honour in library. Not sure which library is it. Oh, was this a library over here? Anyway, in memory of the Limerick men who died in both world wars, 1914 to 1918, 1939 to 45, in memory of the many of the regiments, the Royal Irish Regiment, the Connacht Rangers, the Leinster Regiment, the Royal Munster Fusiliers, the Royal Dublin Fusiliers, the South Irish Horse. 1922 in honoured memory, 1992, because of course most of these Southern Irish regiments were dissolved that year, whereas the Northern Irish ones, the North Irish Horse, the Royal Inniskilling Dragoon Guards, the Inniskilling Fusiliers and so forth, they were kept going. Gradually they've been merged, they've been amalgamated into the Royal Irish Regiment. Okay, because obviously people are sometimes not very aware, look at the years of the Great War, that obviously plenty of men from Ireland volunteered for the British Armed Forces at the time. Okay, and it says more of the same inscription at the back, and then the years of the Second World War. But the recruiting rate in Ireland was lower than Great Britain. It was actually, if you look at England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Scotland was slightly higher than England or Wales. Ireland was considerably lower than the others. Now, you might say because, yes, most people were nationalists and didn't regard themselves as British, and there's some merit in that. It's also the fact we're more rural, and we had proportionally more farmers. Farmers were particularly unlikely to join. The thing is, military recruitment was disproportionately urban, and Dublin and Belfast were our only two large cities. And Protestants were about twice as likely to join as Catholics, partly because they're more likely to regard themselves as British, but second of all, because they were more urbanised in Belfast, big towns near Belfast, or indeed in Dublin. So yeah, that was it. Goodness. And it's not been vandalised. I feel I had to see some IRA graffiti on it. I remember, never forget seeing it. It's actually much bigger than I remember when I first came here in 1998 as an adult. Been as a child a few times, not on the street so far as I know, but walking down here as part of some mishap. Did I get a lift from a truck driver coming here or something like that? And then going down to Cork. And then what's this little Celtic cross here with the sun disc? It's not a similar one. And going down to that church belonging to the Church of Ireland, as in the major Protestant denomination, seeing the clergyman who probably was in his late 40s there, wearing a kind of ordinary day clothes with his dog collar and jacket, glasses, a balding man with dark hair, getting to his car, driving off, and around the street seeing that the Presbyterians and the, Methodists have a joint church. Oh, this is it. Ah, again, this is again about the old IRA. Okay, so 1916 to 1923. And likewise, comrades who died in far foreign lands in the service of peace in the United Nations. Patrick Sarsfield. Okay. And that's maybe Patrick Sarsfield. And look at this. Let us remember Fianna Éireann, as in Warriors of Ireland, Naval Service and the Air Service and so on. Okay, good, good, good. Now, notably, in that one about the Crown Forces, it doesn't mention Crown Forces. It doesn't say the word British. There's no crown. There's no Union flag. It's kind of quite apolitical or somewhat, you know, sort of stripping that identity. And it doesn't suit many people to realise that so many Irishmen volunteered for the British Armed Forces, even in the Second World War, even well after that. I mean, even to this day, rather few these days from the Republic. And including those of nationalist views. Until the 1970s, that wasn't controversial. And people did it so, oh, it's just a job, or, okay, Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, that's it. Obviously, the conflict wasn't back on until 1969. After that, became difficult. I mean, I know someone who's a medical student in the early 70s. He considered getting a Royal Naval Scholarship to help him pay for his studies. And the idea is then, when he qualified as a doctor, had to be in the Royal Navy for at least 5 years. And he went to Portsmouth. He had a tour around, but decided not to, because if the IRA found out that, he might well be shot dead if he ever went home on leave. And that was the kind of thing the IRA did. People who are no threat to them whatsoever, unarmed, and kill them. And obviously, the real IRA in recent years found out that a local man who joined the British Army was coming back to attend a wedding and they were going to shoot him dead. But anyway, fortunately, the plot was foiled. People's Museum looking rather closed. This is the one that looks like Church of Ireland. They often have this similar design to the belfry. Should I call it the campanile? Look at the weeds growing out the top. Maybe think of the railway hotel directly opposite Concolbert Station, and it's in a very sorry state. It's weed grown. Obviously, it's been derelict for years. I was here like 6 years ago, I think, is prime property. And okay, it wouldn't function as a hotel these days. People want parking space, people want, you know, a gym and a pool, even for like a 4-star hotel. And it's a bit far from the real centre of the city. The railway's not so important to travel anymore. Turn it into housing. So that's this one, a dwindling community. So although Protestants were only a small minority of the a population, they were amongst, they had so much of the wealth. Think of the local aristocracy, the Perry family, the Sexton family. They were Church of Ireland. And obviously until the 19th century, we didn't have schooling for everybody. So most people were in desperate poverty. And we're just very ignorant. Imagine there's no internet, no radio, no TV, and you couldn't read. You'd have almost no access to information. So people, I suppose, maybe just took it as the norm that this small minority should be so dominant. Okay, all right, that's enough for the moment. I'll switch it off.